Iris.
Iris. Iris.
Hi, Iris.
Hi, this is Yolanda.
Hi, Yael.
Nice
Hi,
Yolanda. To meet
you.
So are you willing to go on a tour?
I'm ready to go on a tour.
Yolanda de Pazo came to Sitka from Brazil via a one-year exchange program at Yale University. She's one of three summer interns with Art Change, a nonprofit spearheaded by local independent filmmaker Ellen Frankenstein. Over a two-month span, De Pazo created the first installments of Ask a Local, an audio story tour. It's designed to guide tourists along Lincoln and Catleán streets while listening to personal stories narrated by locals.
When I first came to the Pioneer Home, we got married on Castle Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Lincoln Street was where it was at. We used to cruise up and down that.
First moved here, that very first summer. I moved here in, I think, March 2000.
One day he took his boat into town.
Most of the times the tour, they happen in a kind of impersonal way. It's more of like historical and informational data. And we wanted to try to bring the tourists closer to the people who live here, because I think the people is who make the city happen, especially here in Sitka, that the community is so important.
De Pazo spent her time interviewing dozens of Sitkans, asking personal questions and weaving their memories into a narrative aimed to capture Sitka's soul.
Mostly we're interested also in knowing their background, so how, if they didn't grow up here, where they're from, how did they ended up coming here. And that's really like some great, great stories here, very interesting stories. Try to ask about Sitka, how did they feel about Sitka when they got here, or how do they feel when they leave, what do they miss, what are the memories that walking down the streets come to mind. Yeah, we're trying to gather different kind of stories, getting a love story, something more political, something funny, and just trying to make this whole thing also compelling for the tourists.
Elena Axiotin Bernadette hails from Mexico City, the daughter of a New Yorker mother and a Turkish father. Her project was wholly focused on the ride, Sitka's transit system, a joint project of the Sitka Tribe and the Center for Community.
The buses, they're blue. There's red line, green line. Every time I have to take green line.
Her project was to make a series of videos on the ride and...
And to really reach as many people as possible, interview a lot of people about what the ride means to them, why it's important to them, and kind of go a little further as far as why public transportation is important and why it's important to have things for the community that people can use and depend on.
Benedarte said she was initially skeptical that her summer project, in a town she's never heard of, wouldn't make much of a difference in the world.
And I think coming here and doing the project and like immersing myself in the lives of different people has been really, it makes like the thing that you thought was small like really important and really big. And I think it's special working here in Sitka, because what you do matters.
Lucy Wang had just completed her freshman year at Yale when she applied for a summer internship in Sitka. Wang's main project is called What Sitka Eats, in partnership with the Sitka Local Foods Network. She made a Tumblr site documenting local dietary staples and Sitkans' relationship with their food. In doing so, she said she learned new skills for her own diet.
I've been able to live off the land a little. I went to harvest some seaweed the other day, and then I ate it, and it was really good.
Like Benedarte, Wang had never heard of Sitka before arriving here. For students, this community and the state have the right combination of allure and interest to make a worthwhile summer.
I've never been to Alaska. In fact, I've never been west of Chicago, so this is my first time on the West Coast, and I'm really excited to just be here and like kind of do some soul searching in Alaska.
The number of internships offered in Sitka keeps growing. State Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins began the Bulldogs on Baranoff program while he was still a student at Yale. Dozens of students and postgrads from other universities are now involved in a variety of programs.
It's really snowballed, and over the last 4 years, counting this year, there have been, 140 college students that have come to Sitka, and it's spread beyond Yale, which is where I went, to other colleges around the country. So Sitka is getting this huge influx of young people who are really excited to be here and dedicate their time and energy to projects in Sitka every summer.
In addition to the Bulldogs on Baranoff, Christ Tompkins has helped launch three other student programs in Sitka. The Sitka Fellows, which takes six applicants for 7 weeks and provides them with room, board, and studio space to develop an original project. The Sitka Service Fellows, which places postgrads in nonprofit organizations around the community for up to 9 months, and the Historical Restoration Internship. This summer, 26 undergraduates from around the country worked to restore a building on the historic Sheldon Jackson campus. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.